It's my pleasure now to introduce the first of our guest speakers, Courtney Zylstra from the SPCA. You've met Courtney. She was here last month speaking with the children in RE, and we've invited her back today to make a presentation to you. We've invited these two people to come today because they share our values. And when we talk about kindness and respect to all living things, Courtney and Ardra are exemplary to that. So, Courtney Zylstra is the Provincial Fund Development Officer and Graphic Designer. She joined the Nova Scotia SPCA in 2013 as Provincial Fund Development Officer. Her passion lies in fundraising, event planning, and graphic design. Having spent her entire professional life working nonprofit, she thrives under the pressure and fast-paced environment of the nonprofit world. With a degree in psychology from the University of Wilfrid Laurier, relationship building, human interaction, and their relation to animal welfare and the strong connection these two things have is what inspires her to work towards building a bigger, better SPCA alongside her peers. As Fund Development Officer, she enjoys building new relationships and partnerships with like-minded animal welfare and community members like us. I'm so overwhelmed by the dedication and hard work of those around me. I have the utmost respect for my peers and am proud to work for an organization that seeks to continue to reach higher for companion animals. She finds the best part of her job is being able to connect companion animals and their humans while sourcing a stable financial partners for our 11 branches across the province. Courtney now calls Halifax home with her partner and their little chihuahuas, Penny and Brutus. And Courtney and Brutus are both here today, so please welcome Courtney and Brutus.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
I'll sit little Brutus here. I don't know how much longer he'll actually sit. He's very similar to a small child where he just wants to explore everything. So I'll tell you a bit about, you just heard a bit about myself. So my background, I've worked in nonprofit my entire life. And it's because I believe in helping those, or speaking for those who can't speak for themselves. So that's why I love the SPCA so very much. Brutus in particular is my own little rescue guy. I think last time I mentioned his background. He came in through an animal cruelty case, unfortunately, when he was just a little pup. And he stole my heart, and so I stole him. And the little dog up there, she's my first love, I guess, Penny. And she's a 2-year-old Chihuahua, and she's from Ontario, rescue down there. So I wanted to first thank all of you for being supporters of the SPCA and being supporters of companion animals in general, and helping all living things. Our visions and your visions very strongly align with one another. The Nova Scotia SPCA operates on a zero tolerance for animal cruelty, so we believe strongly in being kind to all living things, certainly. We have 11 branches across the province of Nova Scotia, reaching from City Cape Breton all the way down to Yarmouth. Five of those are foster-based branches, so that means that out of the kindness of people's hearts, volunteers take in animals into their home until they're ready to be adopted into their forever homes, as we call it. We also have 6 shelter-based branches, so 6 physical shelters throughout the province, where we do have staff and volunteers. We rely heavily on those individuals to help keep us going. In 2015 alone, we brought in over 6,000 animals into the Nova Scotia SPCA. 4,777 of those were adopted. We performed over 3,465 spay-neuter surgeries, and we have over 300 volunteers across the province. So it's something that we're very, very proud of, and those stats that I mentioned there are all because of community members like you guys. Without the support of financials or donated goods, we wouldn't be able to provide the services that we do every single day. So how you can get involved with the SPCA? There are several different things. This time of year is kitten season, as we like to call it. So we certainly have an influx of baby kitty cats and mama cats that have come into our care. Fostering is a wonderful, wonderful way for you to find out as a family if you're ready to have a pet in your home, as it is a commitment that as long as you want them around, we would love you to have them. Animals go into foster for several different situations. Audra is going to allude to another one of those after my little spiel here. But mainly we need fosters for kittens, abandoned and orphaned kittens. And as I said, it's a great way to introduce a pet into your home, to your children, and teach firsthand example of animal kindness and kindness to living things. SPCA provides all of the medical care necessary for those animals, all of the food, all of the kitty litter, all of the everything. All we want is you to love them. Everybody also is welcome to come to our shelter anytime. The closest one to you folks would be in Burnside, and I believe the children and some adults went and visited last week. I hope you were warmly welcomed. We have a ton of kitty cats and dogs there, and anytime we're open to the public, you can come in and walk those dogs and walk those cats and just interact with them. It's a good first step to volunteer. I want to share with you guys a story. I don't know if, or a quote first. So something that really hits home with all of us at the SPCA is loving all animals means loving all animals, not just the ones we share our homes with. So I really like to again thank you all for loving all animals truly, with your support today, financial and with the goods that you've brought in. And that's all. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Courtney. Yes, we did, the children and Ari did make a wonderful field trip to the SPCA Provincial Shelter last month. It was great. I thank the adults who accompanied us. It was wonderful. And one of my highlights actually there was seeing Kay Smith and Kathy Anthony's name on one of the cat kennels. They're a major supporter of the SPCA, and they have their name on one of the kennels. Next, I'm going to introduce Arthur Cole. Arthur Cole is founder and chair of Elder Dog Canada, a national non-for-profit dedicated to aging people, aging dogs, and the important connection between the two. Arthur is a professor at Mount St. Vincent University and does research into the role of dogs in seniors' lives. In 2015, the Urban Animal Foundation awarded Arthur the 2015 Innovation Award for her work in creating Elder Dog Canada. Her favorite way to spend non-elder dog time is taking long walks on a beach with her dogs, running free, and a camera in her hand. She lives in Lunenburg County, Nova Scotia, with two beloved elder dogs and a younger one who keeps everyone lively. I'm going to invite Norm up right now to speak about the importance of community outreach. And this is part of the Universalist Unitarian tradition, reaching out to the community, and it's a value that we teach our children. So, Norm.
Thank you, David. I just wanted to express my appreciation and my joy in having Courtney and Arthur here with us to share our pulpit this morning. As Reverend Laura Horton Ludwig said in that reading, we're here because our lives matter. Of course, our lives matter to us. We want a good life, but not just in the sense of a comfortable life. We want something in the more profound sense. We want a life that we judge to be meaningful. And so to be meaningful, our lives must respond to the questions and the challenges that the universe puts in front of us every day. In a participatory universe, there are no neutral observers. That's my t-shirt today. I have a t-shirt for every sermon. The universe calls us to connect with it. And we feel called. But a failure to respond, a failure to connect, is still a response. There are no neutral observers. For Unitarian Universalists, church is all about connection. Connection with other human beings, connections with our emotions, connections with nature, connections with the most profound aspects of life and death, and connections with our highest aspirations and the source of those aspirations, whatever they may be. As Unitarian Universalists, we cherish the honest exchange of ideas among people of goodwill, and we desire to work with all people of goodwill to build our connections in a larger community. So now, let's continue to make connections.
Thank you for that beautiful song. In the early part of my career, I was a teacher of the deaf. And when, this has nothing to do with what I'm going to say about Elder Dog, but when we were learning sign language, we had to choose a song to learn to sign, because that helps with the melody and the fluency and so on of signing. And Somewhere Over the Rainbow was my song of choice, and we practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced, and I can never keep my hands still when I hear that song. So underneath them, they go, so I'm signing away, and it's just beautiful. It's a lovely song. So thank you. Thank you for inviting me here today. It's always my absolute pleasure to share anything about Elder Dog Canada. It's my passion. As David said, I created Elder Dog a few years ago, and it really came out of a number of things. One of them was my research in the area of caregiving and seniors. And another was my work with my now deceased therapy dog Tattoo, who I worked with him in palliative care, where we visited people at end of life, and he just gave such comfort to people at that stage of life. It really spoke to me about the importance of companion animals, and of course dogs in particular, given that Tattoo is a dog, the important role that they play at end of life for people who are dealing with those challenges. And then finally, in my own life, a death in the family brought to me a very old and ill chocolate lab named Mr. Brown, who taught me so much. And I loved and cared for him until the end of his life. And all of those things came together, and Elder Dog was born. So Elder Dog Canada is a national nonprofit organization, and we're dedicated to older adults, seniors, senior humans, and senior dogs. And what we do is for seniors who are living at home, often alone, but not exclusively, but often alone with a dog, and perhaps that dog is their very, very, very best friend, and maybe some challenges have presented themselves and they're not able to adequately care for that dog. Maybe mobility challenges might mean that the dog is not able to get exercise, or maybe a person is not able to drive anymore and can't take the dog to an appointment, or any number of other things. Perhaps temporary hospitalization means they need a home for, or a foster home for the dog. So Elder Dog supports seniors in the care and well-being of their canine companions. And often there's a very devastating event that can happen in a senior's life, and that is, for a variety of reasons beyond one's control, means that a senior might need to surrender their beloved companion animal. Maybe they move into a retirement home, become ill, or are pass away, or for whatever reason, leave their beloved dog behind. Often these dogs are old dogs, older, because seniors often have companion animals that have been with them for a long time. And so we, along with the SPCA too, will find homes, forever homes, for older dogs who lose their senior companions. So we're all about two-legged and four-legged elders and helping them be together as long as possible. So on your screen, you'll see a few pictures, and I just want to tell you a little story that really, I think, typifies what Elder Dog is all about. So the larger image there is an image of Clarence. So the story I'm going to tell you is a story about Clarence and Gordon and Lynn. So Gordon was driving down an old country road one day, about a couple of years ago, and he saw something on the side of the road, and he slowed the car, and he pulled over when he saw that it was a dog who looked like he didn't have anyone attached to him. So when Gordon saw this little dog on the side of the road, he noticed that this was a very old dog, patches of hair missing. He was very, very skinny, obviously had not eaten in a good long time, had sores on his body, and his little nails were so long they were curled up under into his paws. And Gordon, showing the utmost kindness and compassion, picked up this little dog and took him home and decided that he needed to nurse this little dog back to health. So he consulted with a veterinarian, and through several visits and following this good advice, Gordon brought Clarence back to good health with good food properly given because of the state that Clarence was in. You just kind of wouldn't let him free feed. He was really emaciated. And got his skin all cleaned up, and all of the other care. He got stronger. He gradually started to take over the beds in the house and assert himself and be the happy, spunky little dog that he so wanted to be. So when he got a bit stronger, so the other thing that you should know about Clarence was that when Gordon found Clarence, he was about 15. That's very old for a dog, even a small dog. Hopefully Brutus will live much longer than 15. The smaller they are, the longer they live. But Clarence at 15, that's a good old age. And Gordon decided, well, who's going to want an old dog? He couldn't keep Clarence forever. And I'm going to tell you a story about where the name Clarence came from. So Gordon did a little bit of research, and the vet suggested that Gordon call Elder Dog. So Gordon called Elder Dog and explained the situation and asked if we could help find a home for Clarence, which, of course, we were delighted to do. So it took us all of 3 days. It's quite amazing. You know, many people would take an older dog, say, to an SPCA or a veterinarian clinic and say, this was my mother's dog, my father's dog, my mother is no longer able to care for him. Who wants an older dog? You can euthanize this dog. You can put this dog to sleep. It happens all too often, and fortunately we're able to save a number of them, and Clarence was certainly one of those dogs we saved. And so in the elder dog community of volunteers and the people in the community we work with and who reach out to us and we to them, they want older dogs. They want to help older dogs. They want to give older dogs the life and the love that they deserve and the respect that they deserve till the end of their lives. So we put a photograph of Clarence on our Facebook page, and as we do with many of the dogs, we look for new homes for, and within really hours, we had a lot of responses. But then, you know, 3 days later, we had a response from Lynn. You'll see Lynn holding Clarence in one of the images. And Lynn is a senior herself, and she does live with another old dog and an old cat. And she said, you know, I can't get Clarence out of my mind. I saw his picture, I thought, ah, and then I just can't let him go. I think Clarence needs to come home with me. So we did all of the, you know, the necessary paperwork and so on and so forth. And with just within days, Clarence found a home with Lynn. And we always keep in touch. Lynn and Gordon keep in touch. And we keep in touch with Lynn and with Clarence. And Clarence is just enjoying the most wonderful life with Lynn. And every once in a while, Lynn will send us an email message and say, you know, I can't believe the joy that Clarence has brought into my life. Thank you. And, you know, it's really wonderful. We get messages like that all the time from people who take a senior dog into their home and experience the joy, really, that is received by showing kindness, respect, dignity to elders in our community, both canine and human. So just very quickly, I do need to tell you where the name Clarence came from. So some of you an older generation will know the movie It's a Wonderful Life. Right? And some of you from a younger generation might recognize it because it's often played at around Christmas time. It's a movie that is brought out every year. So at one point in that movie, an angel named Clarence comes to Earth, right? And he comes to Earth to help somebody who's having a difficult time work through that time. And in the conversation in the movie, every once in a while, you'll hear this little... And you think, where is that coming from? What does that mean? And as Clarence the angel says, every time you hear that,
somebody gets their wings.
Exactly. Somebody gets their wings. So we kind of think of Gordon as being our Clarence. But I would like to remind you or suggest to you that in addition to being called for service at the bell, that when you hear a bell, you do think about the kindness of Gordon and the kindness of so many people and the importance of showing that kindness and respect to our senior dogs and our senior humans who really enjoy one another's company. So, thank you.
Since we've gone home.